I'm having a look at the weather up and down the East Coast. Not all that flash. There's a bit of rain around. It's getting cold, of course, going into winter. So what do you reach for comfort food? What's the comfort food you would have as a default
probably
position?
A special fried rice, I would have thought.
Really?
Is just about my favourite comfort food. But a big bowl of chicken and veggie soup, it's pretty hard to beat, doesn't it?
Mm.
What's yours?
Spaghetti bolognese. Would be
bolognese.
Mine. Yeah,
love it.
Bolognese. But look, so what about cooking in winter, cold winter food, getting the kids involved? That's one of the things too, getting kids involved
in cooking.
It's comfort
food season, isn't it?
Yep.
This is comfort food season.
See, my little boy, he likes getting involved now with the cooking, and we're increasingly getting involved. Sheridan Rogers, very well known in this field, a cooking teacher, food stylist, and writer. She's written Mini Chef, Cooking with the Kids, The Cook's Garden, and Seasonal Entertaining. She's got Mini Chef cooking classes during the school holidays that are coming up as well with young kids, which is fantastic, but she joins us on the line. Hello, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Sheridan,
Gary, how old is your son, Gary?
Oh, he's 27 now.
Yeah, my son's 10. I've got a 10-year-old. Gary's got a
10-year-old is perfect for my Mini Chef cooking classes, and we do make spaghetti. In fact, I've got a class scheduled to make spaghetti bolognese, or as the Italians call it, bolognese.
Bolognese?
Very popular class because I often combine it with tiramisu, which the children love, and bruschetta, you know, the toasted bread, and then you put various toppings on it, like, you know, chopped up tomato and basil. They love that as well. But anyway, look, it's a great time of the year to be in the kitchen and fill the house with cooking smells and invite the family over. One of my friends rang me from Katoomba yesterday. She was sitting by a log fire eating beef and mushroom pie. Lovely winter warming.
Sheridan, I got a photograph sent to me yesterday morning from my 27-year-old son in Melbourne showing me the butter that he'd just made.
He made his own butter.
Went out and got the culture, added it to the milk, whipped it, beat it, did whatever he had to do to it.
Fantastic.
He's the ultimate hipster, though.
Now, making butter is very popular these days. Also, a lot of people are making mozzarella at home, you know, the Italian cheese.
Mm.
So yes, a lot of that type of thing is being done now in the home. But what I was going to suggest is that you look in your pantry and pull out, you know, things like chickpeas and lentils and beans. There's a fabulous chickpea and tomato soup I make. You need olive oil, garlic, and sprigs of rosemary, which hopefully you've got in your garden. And you add the garlic and rosemary to the olive oil, let it simmer for a while, add some tinned tomatoes, add a tin of drained chickpeas, and then you puree another tin of chickpeas, add that to the pot, some chicken stock, and let that simmer away for an hour and a half, and it's an absolutely delicious Italian soup. Another thing that I would suggest that you could make is a lentil soup with brown lentils. Very popular with the Indians, of course, is dal. And I adore dal. Do you like dal?
Love dal.
I love it, especially with a vegetable curry. That's another good idea for a long cold.
What's your favourite comfort food? The dish that you'd actually turn to?
Okay, I think I absolutely adore lamb shanks. But they have become very expensive, haven't they? But I do adore them. And actually, one of the chefs gave me a recipe a few years ago. You rub Moroccan spice mix into the lamb shanks before you start cooking them. So that gives them a sort of a more exotic flavour.
Yep.
But they need at least 2 to 3 hours. Another thing I love, actually, that I don't think people do so often these days, is braised brisket. And put that in a pot with lots of red wine, water, thyme, rosemary, peppercorns, bay leaves, a few veal bones and beef stock, and let that simmer away for 2 to 3 hours. Serve it with mashed potato. It's so delicious. It's so soft that you can actually spoon it apart with spoons. And another idea actually is to use celeriac instead of mashed potato. Have you tried celeriac?
Yeah, once or twice.
Anyway, I think you'd prefer mashed potato.
Hey, Sheridan, can we get the cooking classes for the kids? Now, Gary, it's not surprising that Gary's son is making butter because he's into making all the ingredients. So he sneers at me when I, for instance, get pre-made pasta sauce out of a bottle. So now is your spaghetti bolognese class, I'm presuming you don't make the pasta, do you? I mean, you just...
No, we don't make the pasta.
All right, what about the sauces?
The sauce, we make it from scratch. Yes, so we fry the onions and garlic, celery and carrot, then we brown the meat and we add tinned tomatoes, chicken or beef stock actually, and sometimes actually I add some sweet chili sauce to that. I know that's certainly not traditionally Italian, salt and pepper, and we flavour it. I take the children out into the garden and we pick the bay leaves and some thyme and we add that to the mixture and I let it simmer for about an hour and a half whilst we make the tiramisu and the bruschetta. The children love it. They really just...
Who does the cleaning up with all these kids there?
Well, I do I try to encourage them to help, but and they actually, some of the kids really love it. They do make a bit of a mess, but some of them put their hands up and say, yes, yes, I really want to do the washing up.
Oh, really?
Yes, I know. I actually,
can you send us their names and addresses?
Yes, lucky mothers who have kids who love to wash up. Yes.
Oh, Sheridan, thanks very much for joining us this morning. That was great.
Okay, and my mini chef classes are on, you'll find them on my webpage, which is sheridanrogers.com.au.
Easy as that. Terrific to talk to you again. Thank you for that. Sheridan Rogers there cooking, and so they make the sauce from scratch, so you'd be happy with that.
You seem staggered by the fact that people make sauces from scratch.
Well, I mean, you'd prefer to make the pasta from scratch and slaughter your own cow, wouldn't you? You'd do the whole thing.
Knowing where it all comes from.
Yep.
A lot better than just walking into a pantry and opening a jar of processed food.